It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bum 744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Halloween 2024. Jeff Palermo joins us, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
Well, Tommy, how about yourself?
I'm well. It's Halloween, so we're having a little bit of fun. Two questions for you that I've posed to the audience. First of all, you find a house that's just perfect. Perfect size, more than you thought you could ever afford. Beautiful area, giant piece of land, got your own pond or lake or whatever, boathouse. But then you find out it's been stigmatized that either there's a history of it being haunted, or there's been like a mass murder there, or a serial killer lived there or something. Are you buying a house or not?
I don't do ghosts. I don't want to be haunted.
You don't do them as you don't believe them, or you don't want anything to do with them?
I don't want anything to do with them. I have So if I'll just go find something else that might be almost
so you would say
as nice.
No. You want part of that at
I
all.
Want no part of it if I hear from previous homeowners that the place could be haunted.
All right, question two along those lines. Have you ever had anything happen in your home that was just kind of unexplainable? I mentioned a ceramic figurine. I don't know if you're listening or not, but this thing hadn't moved, touched anything. I guess it was dusted. I don't know. But made a noise in 10 years, and all of a sudden one night we're going to bed, and like in the middle of the night this thing starts playing music. So I get up with the gun and a flashlight, clear the house because I don't know what the hell's going on. And then apparently it just started playing music. And that was around the time that Poltergeist came out. So that went outside and it never came back in the house again. Have you had any kind of unexplained thing like that happen to you ever?
No, I haven't. Not my house. You know, I grew up right next to a cemetery. So I saw certainly some, some strange things.
Like what?
I don't know. Just like candles being lit in the, like, you know that this was obviously back in the 80s or whatever, mm-hmm. You would look out the window at one moment and you would, because literally from my mother's room, you can look into the, my parents' room, you can look out into the cemetery. So sometimes I'd walk in there, look out the window or whatever, and you wouldn't see anything lit up. But then later in the night, there would be like a candle that all of a sudden was lit. Just little bizarre things like that.
But that would have been something that somebody visiting the cemetery.
Well, I don't know. It was like after the cemetery had been closed. There's no reason why somebody would have lit that candle at that. Like I'm saying, like if you looked at it at 5:30 and there was nothing lit, and then you looked at it an hour later and all of a sudden there was something lit. Very weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about not doing ghosts. I don't do funeral homes, and funeral directors will tell you it's not the dead people that scare them; it's the live people that scare them. But I don't anything to do with any of that at all. Nothing. You know, and funeral directors, I don't know how we got on this, but it's Halloween. You know, a lot of these funeral directors, they live in the funeral homes. That's part of the deal. And then they go do whatever they got to do. And not me.
It's also a recession proof job.
It is. It is.
Constant and work.
If you, you know, if I you're guess into if you it. Want to, yeah, yeah. You can do that. But no, not me. Absolutely not. Let's talk about Brian Kelly and Alabama and LSU, and how are they spending this off week?
Well, spending this week working on some fundamentals, working on some technique, trying to improve some of the things in particular that led to Saturday's disappointing loss to Texas A&M, working on field goals. I mean, he had three field goals that you were not able to connect in that game against Texas A&M, including one where the snap hit off the holder, Peyton Todd's helmet, because he wasn't even looking for the snap. So they're trying to get that part down. It's the second time this year they've had a botched snap. So that's something that it's, you know, here we are in late October, something you probably shouldn't still be working on, but yet they are working on that. Obviously some time to rest up a little bit. You know, Garrett Dellinger, starting offensive guard, has a high ankle sprain, still to be determined whether he'll play in the Alabama game. And then, of course, these kids are students, so working on the academics part as well.
So speaking of things that, you know, are unworldly, as a coach, considering the time that you spend scouting, preparing, practicing, if I had been the coach of LSU and I see it, the guy turns his head while the snap for a critical field goal hits him in the chest and goes bouncing off, they would have to sedate me. I would. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, we did hear Brian Kelly use some choice words on a hot mic towards Peyton Todd after that play. So he was not happy about it.
You go through, and it goes back to protecting the football, all the hopes and dreams, and you go through all of the recruiting and preparation and transfer portal and everything else, and you're in this big, giant game, and really, this is what we do.
Yes.
You got an interesting piece at WWL.com, and y'all can go to download the Odyssey app or just go to WWL.com and read it. Jeff Palermo contributes a lot of stuff there about LSU and other things as well, but about preparation for the backup Texas A&M quarterback. I find that interesting. What's going on there?
Well, you know, there's just it was just so amazing to watch Marcel Reed come in there and instantly change the game. First play, he scores a touchdown after the Garrett Nussmeyer. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Meyer interception. And this is the thing. Texas A&M, Connor Wigman started as the starting quarterback for Texas A&M. And this is a kid that had only played in 4 games last year because of a foot injury. He was the nation's number one pocket passer coming out of high school. He is supposed to be the guy for Texas A&M. But you really haven't seen it from him. You know, even in that blowout win against Missouri they had a few weeks ago, I mean, he had a couple big plays, but it was really a whole team effort that led to that huge win over Missouri. So Wigman starts the season as the starting quarterback. He injures his shoulder, re-aggravates it the next week against McNeese, sits the next 3 games. Marcel Reed, the redshirt freshman quarterback, comes in and leads the Aggies to 3 victories over Florida, Bowling Green, and Arkansas, and looked fairly good. Wigman gets healthy. They put him back in for that Missouri game. Aggies blow out Missouri, and then he leads them to a victory in Starkville over Mississippi State, but throws 2 interceptions in that game. So I think as you're breaking down and you're scouting Texas A&M as a coaching staff, you have to sit there and say, hey, Connor Wigman's been good, but he hasn't been great. And they got this other guy, too, that they've used who has started 3 games. This isn't someone that just comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. If you remember, if you go all the way back in your brains to 2001, when Rohan Davey got hurt in the SEC championship game, that he gets hurt and Nick Saban brings in Matt Mock. Nobody had ever heard of Matt Mock, especially Tennessee that day. And they weren't ready for his ability to run the football, and it led to LSU upsetting Tennessee in the SEC championship game. LSU should have been aware that Marcel Reed could be a possibility if he comes into this game, especially if Wigman struggles. It even should have been a discussion at halftime. Mm-hmm. I was thinking at halftime that Mike Elko was going to make a move here because it wasn't working with Wigman. And then he comes in there, and it looks like LSU has never defended the zone read or the read option, and even though they had faced it the week before. So Brian Kelly, what he is saying, hey, it's not because we were not prepared for Marcel Reed, even though linebacker Greg Penn said they didn't think he'd come into the football game. He said it was lack of execution. I think it's a little bit of both. I think LSU had really never even considered Reed could come in the game, which I think is an indictment against the coaching staff. This should have been an option, or something that they should have been discussing, something they should have been going over.
A very real possibility.
And execution certainly was part of it. And as I told you on Monday, Tommy, something that we never really take into a factor is momentum. Texas A&M clearly grabbed the momentum, and it was a wave of momentum. And I don't know. Who knows what might have happened after that first interception. Let's say Texas A&M keeps Wigman in there after that first interception by Nussmeier. I think that's what turned the game, really.
Let me sneak in a quick break here, Jeff, because we're running a little bit late. But, you know, LSU in terms of being a real consideration, you always look at it as like a victim of your own success, right? Where, okay, so if you stop Wegman, you got to get ready because that means Reed's coming in. So
yeah,
you would think.
Exactly.
7:53, 7 till 8, traffic now, WWL. All right, a minute left with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, talking about LSU. Jeff, you know, that was last week with the quarterback. Jalen Milroe this week with Alabama. Well, not this weekend, but the following week. How does LSU get ready for him?
Well, they better get ready for him. I mean, he torched LSU last year. I mean, he put up some big numbers against the Tigers in that win in Tuscaloosa. I mean, he rushed for 155 yards and 4 touchdowns in that game. So if LSU wasn't prepared for a running quarterback last week, they better be ready for one come November 9th when they take on the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you next week as we get ready for Alabama. When we come back, we're going to talk to Richard Nelson, Louisiana Revenue Secretary, about the special session and tax reform. Complicated stuff. We'll try to sort it out when we come back on WWL. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.